proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We conclude our series about the pre-Israelite inhabitants of Canaan by looking at four other groups: the Kenites, the Kadmonites, the Kenizzites, and the Rephaim. These all inhabited the territory of Canaan before the Israelites came. They may not have all had Canaanite origins. In fact, the group known as the Rephaim may have referred to a nation of giants rather than a specific ethnic group. The name Kenite might have derived from a non-Hebrew word meaning smith. It also may have linguistic connections with the name Cain, Eve's firstborn son. A colony of Kenites lived amongst the Amalekites, as indicated in 1 Samuel chapter 15. King Saul spared the Kenites from destruction because, in his words, they, quote, showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt, unquote. Other bands of Kenites may have inhabited the southern portion of Israel, as implied by David's report to the Philistine king Ahash, followed in 1 Samuel chapter 27. According to 1 Samuel chapter 30, David dispensed a portion of his spoils of war to the Kenites. Jethro, also known as Hobab, was the father-in-law of Moses and might be the best known of the Kenites. Jael, who was the wife of Heber, the Kenite. Jael gained renown for killing Sisera, the commander of a Syrian army, an incident recorded in the fourth chapter of the book of Judges. In Numbers chapter 24, Balaam uttered a prophecy which related to the future of the Kenites. Quote, strong is thy dwelling place, and thou puttest thou nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Kenites shall be wasted until Asher carry thee away captive, unquote. The name Asher denoted the future Assyrian Empire, indicating that the Kenites would be subsumed into that confederation of peoples. Genesis chapter 15 contained the only Bible reference to the group known as the Kadmonites. They might have kinship with a man named Kadema, a son of Ishmael who is mentioned in Genesis 25. The name Kadmonite has linguistic connections with the Hebrew noun Kadmon, which referred to the east. The Kadmonites might thus have denoted the men of the east, listed as such in the first chapter of the book of Job. If that's the case, then Job himself would have been a Kadmonite, one of the men of the east. The Old Testament likewise contained only one reference to the Kenizzites. Genesis chapter 15 linked the Kenizzites with the Kenites and Kadmonites. The name Kenizzite might have derived from a word that meant hunter. The Kenizzites lived in present-day Saudi Arabia. According to the second chapter of Deuteronomy, the word Rephaim referred to men who were characterized as giants. Other names for them were Emims and Zamzuzims. Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, led a confederation of monarchs which defeated these groups in battle, an incident recorded in the 14th chapter of Genesis. The Rephaim gave their name to a topographical feature known as the Valley of Rephaim. In the time of King Saul of Israel, the Philistines pitched camp there when they sought to wage war against the Israelites. God had promised the Israelites victory over all of these groups of Canaanites. All that the Jewish people had to do was appropriate that victory by faith. Their failure to do so led to conflict and strife. For years to come, they would be tempted and in some cases swayed by their pagan idolatrous neighbors, and Israelites would go astray from worshiping God alone. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.